1. The Gilboa Encampment. As time passed, the 12 became more devoted to Jesus and increasingly committed to the work of the kingdom. Their devotion was in large part a matter of personal loyalty. They did not grasp his many-sided teaching. They did not fully comprehend the nature of Jesus or the significance of his bestowal on earth. Jesus made it plain to his apostles that they were in retirement for three reasons. 1. To confirm their understanding of, and faith in, the gospel of the kingdom. 2. To allow opposition to their work in both Judea and Galilee to quiet down. 3. To await the fate of John the Baptist. While tarrying on Gilboa, Jesus told the 12 much about his early life and his experiences on Mount Hermon. He also revealed something of what happened in the hills during the 40 days immediately after his baptism. And he directly charged them that they should tell no man about these experiences until after he had returned to the Father. During these September weeks they rested, visited, recounted their experiences since Jesus first called them to service, and engaged in an earnest effort to coordinate what the Master had so far taught them. In a measure they all sensed that this would be their last opportunity for prolonged rest. They realized that their next public effort in either Judea or Galilee would mark the beginning of the final proclamation of the coming kingdom, but they had little or no settled ideas to what the kingdom would be when it came. John and Andrew thought the kingdom had already come. Peter and James believed that it was yet to come. Nathanael and Thomas frankly confessed they were puzzled. Matthew, Philip, and Simon Zealots were uncertain and confused. The twins were blissfully ignorant of the controversy, and Judas Iscariot was silent, noncommittal. Much of this time Jesus was alone on the mountain near the camp. Occasionally he took with him Peter, James, or John, but more often he went off to pray or commune alone. Subsequent to the baptism of Jesus and the 40 days in the Pyrenean hills, it is hardly proper to speak of these seasons of communion with his Father as prayer, nor is it consistent to speak of Jesus as worshipping. But it is altogether correct to allude to these seasons as personal communion with his Father. The central theme of the discussions throughout the entire month of September was prayer and worship. After they had discussed worship for some days, Jesus finally delivered his memorable discourse on prayer in answer to Thomas's request, "Master, teach us how to pray." John had taught his disciples a prayer for salvation in the coming kingdom. Although Jesus never forbade his followers to use John's form of prayer, the apostles very early perceived that their master did not fully approve of the practice of uttering set and formal prayers. Nevertheless, believers constantly requested to be taught how to pray. The 12 longed to know what form of petition Jesus would approve. And it was chiefly because of this need for some simple petition for the common people that Jesus at this time consented, in answer to Thomas's request, to teach them a suggestive form of prayer. Jesus gave this lesson one afternoon in the third week of their sojourn on Mount Gilboa.